You mentioned cardiac toxicity. What do you say to patients in terms of what to expect in terms of the possibility of having cardiac toxicity from trastuzumab?
Well, I generally tell them it's around 4% with the whole regimen, assuming that we start with the trastuzumab, but that the long-term outcome of the cardiac toxicity, we really don't know. It tends to respond to treatment, but what the results will be 10, 20, 30 years from now, we really don't know.
What's the natural history in terms of the women who do develop cardiac problems?
Well, they tend to improve with discontinuing the drug and treating the heart failure. I have many patients with whom I have experience in the metastatic setting in whom I continue the trastuzumab, we treat the heart failure, and they get better. There, in the trials that were done, when trastuzumab was discontinued, most patients improved, although usually they were also treated. So it may be more accurate to say they responded to treatment than to say that their heart failure resolved.
What kind of cardiac monitoring do you do in patients who are going to get trastuzumab?
I monitor them in a manner similar to what was done in the trial, which was a little bit unusual, 3, 6, 9, 18 months. I will generally monitor the patients every 3 months off study, just for simplicity's sake, because in the off-study situation, we're not trying to generate data about the long-term toxicity. We're trying to manage patients. So I'll generally do it every 3 months.
And what tests specifically do you do?
I generally do echocardiograms at our institution.
And you're just looking for a drop in ejection fraction? Is it the amount of drop that occurs or the absolute level? What is it that determines when you start getting nervous about continuing trastuzumab?
Well, it's both the drop and to a below normal number. To my mind, the most important is if you get an ejection fraction which is below the lower limits of normal. The ejection fraction, as we all know, is very variable. There's at least a 10% variation if you do it today and do it tomorrow. So that a 10% drop may not mean anything.
Now, we were talking before about chemotherapy without an anthracycline, and there has been a regimen with trastuzumab without an anthracycline, the TCH regimen, Taxotere, carboplatinum, and trastuzumab. What are your thoughts about that as an option, particularly in somebody maybe who has a cardiac history?
It is a regimen for which there are data now. And so for such a patient, I think it is a reasonable alternative. What's made me wonder about it is the metastatic study, BCRG-007, that was presented at ASCO, in which patients received treatment with either docetaxel at 100 milligrams per meter squared plus trastuzumab, or docetaxel at 75 milligrams per meter squared plus carboplatin plus trastuzumab. And in terms of efficacy, the outcomes were the same. So that I wonder in the adjuvant setting whether the carboplatin is really necessary if you give 100 milligrams per meter squared of docetaxel. I don't know the answer to that, but you can't help but wonder.